It's Tuesday, May 31st, 2016. This is the Hidden Node. Hey everybody, it is the end of the month, which has had interesting, May's been a very productive yet unproductive month. We'll get into the productive part first, because that's to me the important part, the accomplishment for the month. Today I spent, and it's about noon now, been working for about 3-4 hours, and I spent a lot of time this morning handling the money side of things. Predominantly, I did my first Patreon withdrawal, and it was about 3 months worth of payments, but it was pretty cool seeing that. I probably should have waited till later in the week just to capture the May payments as well in that, but I don't know, it's really kind of cool seeing that, hey, look at that, you have your first income in hand. Yay. On top of those payments, I had information about Amazon income information, and I need to check where I am with that. Last time I looked at 2FOU, it hadn't really sold anything in a couple months, so don't think there's much income to report there, especially since I think I've made like a grand total of like 10 bucks on that book. But hey, you know, it's something. So as the months continue and we actually get writing stuff out there, the Amazon section should update more, should get more payments on there. And it's been interesting looking at setting up that page, because this is my first time setting up a self-employed income. And, you know, one of the things I want to do is keep a realistic mindset of how much money I'm actually making versus how much money I need to set aside for taxes. I was looking at the numbers primarily as a single submitter versus doing the, you know, household submission thing. So right now I'm looking at a 10% tax rate because I'm making less than $10,000 a year with the writing information. So, you know, like, okay, so 10% X amount versus my actual withdrawal from Patreon. Blah. It's working out. So by the end of the year, I should hopefully have all that information ready to go. And I think there's information I need to look at in terms of how often I need to be paying taxes as a self-employed writer. Because if I remember correctly, you're really supposed to be paying once a quarter as opposed to once a year. But we will see how that turns out. You know, I know I said earlier, but it's exciting, you know, thinking of, hey, look, I've actually made money. Here's some information about that. Here's my deductions. Look, we're still kind of in the black in terms of business expenses versus income. Now we're not in the black when it comes to household expenses versus income, but hey, that'll come in time. Next week should be the blog post for the month in review. Every Monday I try to get, well, every first Monday of the month, I try to do a review post. I'll hit on a lot of those notes now and try not to go over them again next week when I do the podcast. The big thing we did this month was getting the website updated. And I'm really happy with how that came out, so much so that this week sometime, I will be updating the Hidden Grid website as well with the same theme. It's a really good theme. It's got some tweaks that have to be worked out, especially with the Hidden Grid, because with the Hidden Node, I only ported over the post from this year. I didn't post anything from last year, years before then, into the new episodes category on the theme. But on the Hidden Grid, I'm keeping the 50 plus episodes that are there. So what's going to have to happen is I'm going to have to go in, add the new theme, and then proceed to go back episode by episode by episode to re-add it to the way I want the new site to look. It's a pain in the ass to do, but I only have to do it one time. And then moving forward, it should be pretty easy to fix. It's, like I said, just kind of a pain in the ass. Other goals met this month. That was pretty much it. The writing updates, the quest giver system, which I haven't completed any quest in a couple of weeks now. So I need to really review where I am with those and, you know, try to work towards some of them. Now, the downside of things, we did not reach our word count goals for May. Our goal was, as usual, 60,000 words. That got cut down to 50,000 in the middle of the month, like it did in April. And our final word count is 19,168 words written for the novel. That is not enough. Especially not for 1 month. You know, I'm glad we've broached the first part of the book. I'm glad we are moving forward there. But we've got to move forward a lot quicker if this book is going to get done. I mean, at this rate, it is going to be done. It should be done in June. And I mean, it took me half a year to write the damn thing. Because basically we started in January and February. Which means July will be spent editing it. And that means the tentative release date is either August or September. That sucks. That is not a good turnaround time. I cannot release a book every 9 months. I need to pump up my productivity at that rate. Realistically, I would like to pump out a book every 6 months. Preferably 5. 4 starts to get into quality concerns, and 3 seems currently, with my current writing timeline and other projects, seems unlikely or near impossible to do and still produce a quality product. If I wrote it, didn't bother editing and putting it out there with a crappy cover and title, then sure, yeah, I could probably put a book out every 3 months. No, not gonna happen. We need to get the book written in June. That is the goal. You know, whatever word count it needs to be, the book needs to be done by the end of June. Realistically, I want to have it out by DragonCon. Yeah, I'm not going this year, but that was my goal. I want to have a book out every DragonCon. So, moving forward. June word count goal is 50,000 minimum. If needs to be more for the book, it needs to be more for the book. Hidden Grid should go live this upcoming Sunday. I've got like 30 more minutes to listen to and edit, clean up and all that, which really means about 2 more listeners. The Hidden Grid website has to be updated this week, so that will be done tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday. I'll be changing over the Hidden Grid feed to the new episode thing once all of those are updated. So that way, as soon as a new post hits on the 5th of June, I think? Yeah, the 5th of June. As soon as a new post hits on the 5th of June, we should be good to go. And that's really it in terms of goals for the upcoming month. If I get the new PSU, I will be doing some streaming as well. But that's not super duper high priority because the book takes precedent over the streaming. It just has to. Which kind of leads me to end up thinking in terms of, you know, what are my goals in terms of my income and my career? The streaming stuff should get information out there in terms of my writing, my books, build an audience, at least a little bit. Unfortunately, it's a smaller audience if I stream, because we're talking about people who are interested in me, who are fans of streaming, and who also be interested in my type of writing. Those two things might not overlap. Maybe they will. It's similar to this podcast. This podcast doesn't actually have a large listenership, because I haven't started reaching out to a large listenership yet, and I need to start working on that. In fact, to try to help with that, I'm going to try to start cooking up some promos for the podcast, and basically doing cross promotion, grabbing other people's promos, tossing them in, and then just letting people know I'm, you know, playing people's promos. Hopefully it'll work. Hopefully it'll draw some attention to me. Hopefully it'll get some new people in. Because all this social media stuff, all this postings here, all this blog post stuff, all the streaming stuff, all of that is meant to draw people in to what will be my income generators, which I think ultimately will be my writing. The Patreon will always help. The Patreon I'm going to be starting for Hidden Grid will help. But ultimately, the writing I think is going to be the end goal. When I talk about doing other stuff versus writing time, I have to make a decision of which is more important. So for example, this week it's heavy Hidden Grid stuff. Today is going to be spent doing some Hidden Grid stuff. Tomorrow is going to be spent doing a ton of editing on the podcast. Thursday is going to be spent finalizing the podcast information and getting the episode ready to post. Like, that is the final goal, to get the episode ready on Thursday to go up on Sunday. Have the website ready, probably tomorrow, actually, because I don't think it's going to take me the entirety of the day tomorrow to do the last 30-minute listen through. that last 30-minute listen-through is going to be about an hour's worth of work. Really finish up the listen-through tomorrow, get the website updated tomorrow, and just start cranking things away. So that way, Thursday, I get everything ready and get a post on Sunday. And that means tomorrow and Thursday are going to be very little time spent working on the book. I need to spend time working on the book, but very little of it will be spent that way. Same thing with the Seas, the GM stuff, which should happen tomorrow. We should be getting another episode recorded. And again, that's a chance to do more outreach, a chance to get more people interested in who I am and what my brand is. The important thing is, and why I'm not doubling down so much in building the audience the second, is I only have one thing for sale, and I don't think it's a really good signature of what's coming. I need to spend time building up my armory of stories in order to make money. And that's the truth of any writer. You know, if you only have one book for sale, then an audience can only buy from you once. You know, they can direct people to your stuff. They can direct people to check out your writing, to check out your website. And, you know, they can maybe donate directly to you, and they can maybe donate to your Patreon, and that's all great. But ultimately, they can only buy from you a number of times equal to the number of products you have. And I only have one thing out there right now. Ultimately, by building up my catalog, that will give people the chance to invest in me, to decide that they want to spend more money on me. Because, well, I mean, look at Nathan Lowell with his writing. I have bought all 7 of the books in his Share series. I guess technically From Ashes Born isn't part of the Share series, but it's that character. I've bought both of his Ravenwood books. No, all 3 of the books, sorry. And that's because he has the books available, because they're there to buy. When he puts out the next book in the Shares, or the, you know, Ishmael series, then I'll buy that too. But until then, I will not likely spend more money on him, because I already have what he has. I already own his catalog. And if he stopped producing more books, then I wouldn't be giving him more money. Same thing with this. If I want people to be interested in helping me maintain my income, then, you know, I've got to put stuff out there. I've got to have stuff for people to buy. Dragging my feet and working on other stuff that isn't getting to that goal, I don't think is a good necessary expenditure of my time. And that's a lesson I've been having to teach myself these last 5 months. You know, we're moving into the last month of the second quarter. My total income to year to date is less than $100. That's kind of scary. Thank goodness I've got a wife to support me. I think I'll be fine in terms of moving forward, in terms of getting this out there, getting productive work out there. I'm going to cut it off there, because I'm at the point where I'm rambling. The Hidden Ode is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. That means you can share this podcast, but you can't make any money off of it. You gotta tell people where you got it from. And, you know, don't cut it up. It's not cool. Yeah, sure it is. All right. With that, I will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.